I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. Time magazine's Person of the Year is not a person. Instead, the honor was bestowed upon all the medical personnel on the front lines battling the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. One of those volunteers helping out is epidemiologist Sharon McDonnell. She's from Maine, but is currently working in Liberia's capital, Monrovia. We've been checking in with her periodically. Today, Sharon tells me what her typical day is like.
Well, I get up in the morning and I go to what's called a contact tracing meeting at the Ministry of Health. And this is a very hot, small room, about the size of a classroom, full of teams of people who spend the rest of their day going all over Monrovia. Did I mention it was hot?
Yeah.
It's very hot. And then the electricity goes out and there's a generator which makes a loud kind of buzzy clanging noise. It's a challenge.
So you're an epidemiologist. What skills are they tapping you for? And are you following some of the teams around the city to see what's going on the ground?
Well, I went out last week with one of the contact tracing teams to some of the poorer areas or ghetto areas in Monrovia, West Point and a few others, to try to understand and meet with the contact tracing teams. So these are people who, there has been a case, these were people who were in contact with that case within the 21 days that they were symptomatic. And so these people are supposed to stay at home. The problem is that the food that's supposed to be delivered to them has been difficult in coming, it's been stuck. And so the logistics of this, as well as the realities, have been quite challenging.
So I'm curious, what was it like for you driving around the neighborhood of West Point in Monrovia?
We went to three different communities or neighborhoods, and it was hot. It was also very crowded. And at this moment in time, my visit coincided with the contact tracers finding out that they weren't going to get certain hazard pay that they were expecting to get, that their salary was fixed where it was, and that the food was not coming. And so there was a lot of frustration, which meant that each visit had a very strong intensity, a lot of people yelling back and forth in frustration. Mm. As they said, we are at the front lines with no ammunition. So they have to walk into people's homes asking them to stay with very little to convince them and that sort of thing. But they were the fact that they were there and that they were doing this really hard job was very, very touching to me.
This is the area, as an epidemiologist, of course, where you really focus how the disease is actually spreading. Now, I know it's been hard for people to adjust their burial practices to avoid washing bodies. Are new rules being adhered to? What have you seen?
Well, it's very difficult. There's what you call sort of perverse or unintended consequences, which is because burial of bodies and the handling of bodies is a way for intense transmission to happen, partly because of the cultural practices about putting the bones to rest, putting the body to the earth, saying goodbye to people. So instead, the rules are, and it's understandable from a public health point of view, from the 30,000-foot level, that you would treat everybody in the midst of the outbreak as though they were possible Ebola cases and ask that they be cremated. But this is horrifying to families who then are looking for every possible way to get around that rule. And then sometimes the question is this rule, in fact, not accomplishing what it was intended to do because everybody's trying to skirt it?
There are continuing reports that the epidemic is slowing down in Liberia, if not in the other affected countries. Are you seeing signs of that on the ground?
Oh, definitely. And it creates its own very interesting pressures. I mean, the good news is that the thoughts of where this epidemic would be right now.
Yeah, it was pretty dire.
It was very dire. And the international community did respond and it brought in resources and people. But in fact, there are now only 10 to 20 cases a day in Monserrato County. Now, 10 to 20 cases a day is a disaster. It is an emergency. It's an epidemic. But it is not as bad as we had feared and have planned for. So now the plans need to change. Do the staff need to move? Some people are moving staff to Sierra Leone. Everybody's having to be very flexible, and it creates an incredible uncertainty that's quite interesting to work around and a bit unnerving, but that's what's required.
Epidemiologist Sharon McDonnell from Maine. I got to say, when I saw the Time magazine cover for Person of the Year, I thought of all the West Africans working tirelessly on this outbreak, but I also thought of people and volunteers like you. So thank you very much for that, and have a great holiday.
Thanks a lot.
Have you wondered just what it's like to get into and out of those personal protective suits? I know I have, and you can ask Sharon herself what it's like. That and any other questions you have about what it's like on the front lines of the fight against Ebola in Liberia. Leave your questions on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/PRI the world. Sharon will be answering your questions between her shifts at the clinic in Monrovia.